All right. Good luck, Dorothy.
Awesome. Thanks, Nelly.
Yeah.
Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight. Everybody's dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's
dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and bright. It's such a fine and natural sight.
So we are here in the sub. This is the Graduate Student Society Fair, and there's a pancake breakfast, and I'm really excited to be talking to Cindy from the UBC Dance Club. Hi, Cindy. Can you tell us a little bit about what the dance club does and your involvement in it?
Hi. So the dance club does ballroom dancing. I'm a graphic designer for the UBC Dance Club. We offer classes from Monday to Thursdays, evenings. You can sign up at our booth on club stays. We also have a website you can visit, www.ubcdanceclub.com. Our classes are taught by professional ballroom dancers.
Oh, no way. Yeah. Really? That's got to be so interesting.
Yeah, really.
How long have you been involved in the club?
I'm going to my third year, so I've been involved in the club for 3 years.
Okay.
2 years as an executive.
So how would you describe ballroom dancing and like the setup of the teachers and stuff like that? Why should people join your club?
Ballroom dancing is super fun, and since it's a partner dance, you get to meet a lot of new people in our classes.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of partner switching, so everyone's having a good time.
Nice. Oh, that's so great. Yeah, ballroom dancing seems... Is it just ballroom dancing that the UBC Dance Club's exclusively?
Yes.
Yes.
So
okay.
We do international style ballroom dance. So there's Latin and standard.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so fun. So what is the best part of the UBC Dance Club to you?
I think it's the community we build.
Okay.
Since there's a ballroom dancing community in Vancouver itself, we're kind of an extension of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we offer our members lots of opportunity to meet other dancers. Around the city.
So much coordination. I feel like it would be so funny to see beginners or like all different levels as they start, like, grow and progress.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. That is so great. So meetings are Monday to Friday?
Yes, we have classes from Monday to Friday. Monday to Thursday.
Okay. And what is the best way for people to contact the UBC Dance Club if they want to get involved?
Probably through Facebook.
Okay.
We do have a Facebook page and a person you can friend. We're also on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome.
So you can follow us.
Great. That is so great. Well, I'd like to say thank you for being on air with us and talking a bit about your club. I look forward to seeing you around UBC. And thank you. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye. On CITR, we're here at the Graduate Students Club Pancake Breakfast, and I'm here with Andrew from the UBC Sailing Club.
Hi there.
Hi, Andrew. So, would you like to tell the listeners a bit about what the Sailing Club is about?
Absolutely. So the UBC Sailing Club is not just sailing, it's also sailing, kayaking, and windsurfing.
Okay.
We operate out of the Jericho Sailing Center, which is just down the road from UBC. So we have a fleet of boats there for beginners, intermediate, and advanced. And the great thing about the club is for people who have never sailed before, they can join, go through our lessons program,
really?
Learn how to sail, and kind of get out on the water whenever they want. When you're a member, whatever boat you're qualified on, you can use on a drop-in basis. There's no reserving. We have a pretty big fleet, so if you want to sail, you basically just drop by the center and put a life jacket on and go out on the water.
No way. That's fantastic. How did you get involved with the sailing club? Like, did you used to sail when you were younger, or?
I had actually never sailed before. Okay. I'm from Edmonton, and when I came to UBC, I looked out enviously at the boats on the water and was like, oh, man, I wish I could do that. I assumed it was super expensive and that you, needed, private lessons and stuff. But a couple of friends of mine in the law program, they sailed and told me all about the club, that it was cheap. It's about $200 a year.
Which is such a good deal.
To have unlimited access to the boats. And I was surprised. So I went, joined it, took the lessons program, have been doing it ever since. It's been about 3 years, and now I'm also a sailing instructor in the club and a member of the exec.
So did you get a lot of sailing done? Do you have, any funny stories from your experience at the sailing club?
Ooh, not really any funny stories. Recommendations, though. So not very many people sail in the wintertime, but
okay.
I did.
awesome.
And I have, with a wetsuit on and wool socks. But the one thing I found out is, even though the rest of your body is warm, your hands get so freezing. So I found out a little-known trick that no one really knows, but sailors wear surgical gloves on their hands, underneath their gloves.
That's a good tip for other future sailors out there.
Yeah, and I've never seen it in any other sport before, where you normally wear mittens and stuff, and they keep your hands warm. But when you're getting them wet, if you wear any kind of rubber glove underneath, it greatly increases the insulation.
Oh.
I don't know exactly the science behind it, but it keeps your hands a lot warmer.
That's so interesting. So what is your involvement with UBC right now? Are you a student?
I'm actually a graduate of Bachelor of Arts in International Relations at UBC.
Okay.
Graduated a few years ago, and coincidentally, I work for the university.
Okay.
But the UBC Sailing Club is open to both students and members of the general public.
That's really good to know.
Though it's a little bit of a tough to get into if you're a general public member, because as a AMS club, we have to have 2/3 of our members being students.
Okay.
So the students can join at any time and be a member of the club, whereas the general public, we have a registration day in the spring where we have a certain number of spots based on how many students are currently in the club.
We have
people lining up at 5 o'clock in the morning at Jericho to join the club.
Wow.
Little known to some people that as more students join throughout the year, more spots open up. But that first kind of rush to have general public members join, it's usually quite frantic because we're a lot cheaper than any other option in Vancouver for non-students. And even out of Jericho where we sail, we're the biggest and the best organized club. So people are fighting to get in.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, Andrew, for talking to the listeners on air about the UBC Sailing Club. What would be the best way to find out more information about your club?
I'd recommend people come down to our website at ubcsailing.org. It has a full overview of our programs, what we offer, how to join the club, our lessons program, and just general information on sailing.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was great meeting you, and all the best in sailing. I guess it's kind of like ending the sailing season right now.
Unless you have surgical gloves.
Yeah, unless you... Okay, there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be talking to some more interesting clubs. We just talked to the UBC Sailing Club. And before that, Cindy with the UBC Dance Club. So if you're on campus, come check it out. There's pancakes upstairs. So a lot of good and delicious stuff happening right now. Girl, why should it be?
you. Where is the glory in life? I'm fucked up, lost in the night. Where is the glory in life? It's passing me by. It's not the moonlight or money or time. It's your hand in mine. It's your hand in mine.
At the Graduate Students Club Fair Pancake Breakfast, and I'm here with Claire from the Let's Talk Science Club.
Hi.
Hey, Claire. So, can you tell us a bit about what Let's Talk Science is all about?
So, Let's Talk Science is an outreach program across Canada. So, we basically do fun hands-on activities with kids K through 12, so just as sort of a way to get kids interested in science, show them how fun science can be, and also give grad students a really good chance to sort of get out of the lab and have a fun experience.
That sounds so interesting. What kind of stuff do you do with the K to 12s?
One of the activities I really like is dry ice bubbles. Okay. So you basically have dry ice and a tube and dip it in soap and you get these sort of ghostly looking bubbles. We also do DNA extractions from kiwis. So just using like household chemicals. And so the kids think that's really fun because they can actually see the DNA showing up in a tube.
This is so interesting. So do you see the DNA through microscopes? How does it work?
You just see it. Like you pour the rubbing alcohol in and then there's sort of a layer of sort of goopy stuff that forms, which is mostly DNA. And yeah,
that
it's actually surprisingly easy.
Really? That's interesting to know that you can see DNA like right in front of you. Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
So can you tell us a bit about yourself? Are you a student here at UBC?
Yeah, I'm a grad student in neuroscience.
Okay, grad science. Okay. Why did you want to get involved with Let's Talk Science?
I did science outreach as an undergrad, so I had some experience there. And, you know, it's really rewarding to be able to share something you're passionate about with kids. And, you know, I had some science classes in high school that were not the best. So just making sure that kids have an opportunity to sort of see what science looks like in real life and get that perspective on it.
That's so interesting. So what would you say is the best part of the club that you've experienced so far?
I think just the reactions of the kids when you go in and, you know, you're kind of like, oh, God, are they going to think that this activity I put together is totally stupid? They're going to think I'm stupid. And then they totally don't. They love it. And, you know, you walk out of there feeling like this is awesome. Yes, kids actually do like science.
And kids are so surprisingly creative and sharp. It's so unexpected. Kind of like blows your mind. You're like, wow. It's amazing. Well, thank you so much for talking to us here on air.
Thank you.
Let's Talk Science is a club at UBC. Claire, what's the best way to find out more about your club?
Our website is ubclts.com.
Okay.
So if you visit that, we have info on all our programs and ways to get in touch with us.
Oh, this sounds so interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're here at the Graduate Student Club Pancake Breakfast. So we're here on UBC campus. If you're in the area, come stop by. There's a lot of interesting clubs to get involved. We just talked to the Let's Talk Science with Claire. So stay tuned.
Thank you.
All right, and so we are back here down in the UBC ballroom in the graduate building, and we're here with Kevin from the Interdisciplinary Graduate Students Network.
Hi. Hello.
So, Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about your club?
So basically we're a graduate student group, a network made up of grad students from a whole bunch of different programs.
Okay.
Our entire goal was just to bring different grad students together, sort of socially and academically. So we run a number of social events about every month where we try to encourage grad students from different programs to come together and meet other grad students, learn about their research, and maybe even collaborate with each other if it comes out of that, which would be great. Okay. We also sponsor a number of academic events. We have our own travel awards, so people are going to conferences. We actually will sponsor people, especially if they're presenting interdisciplinary work. So that's pretty exciting because right now I think there's only travel awards through Faculty of Grad Studies and your own department. So this is one of the rare extra ones that's actually available that a lot of people don't know about. And we also do a lot of sponsoring for things like conferences here on campus,
okay.
As well as just basically any grad student event academically that's happening on campus, we're willing to sponsor it. Oh, and we have sports teams.
Oh, no way. So can you tell us a little bit about some past collaborative efforts between clubs that you've seen?
Between clubs? Yeah, so we actually work a lot when we're throwing events. We will work with actual grad student organizations from specific departments.
Okay.
So, like for example, we have a few students from neuroscience in our group. So we collaborate a lot with the Neuroscience Graduate Student Association. We've collaborated with landscape and architecture, with mechanical engineering.
Okay.
So a pretty assorted variety of groups. And we'll just be throwing an event or a conference. And this year, we're really hoping to work with some more groups that we haven't worked with before.
Okay. So is it more like research projects where you had combined in that way, or how do people collaborate?
Well, I mean, that's always the hope, that people sort of just through interacting with each other, just socially or in a workshop or in a conference, they'll maybe talk a little bit about their work and maybe find something they have in common or a way that they can help each other out. Ultimately, that's what we want. We want to see interdisciplinary collaboration. That's our main focus and goal. So yeah, that would really be the best thing.
Okay. Why do you think that the interdisciplinary, the network started? I feel like there must have been some sort of...
Yeah, so originally there was actually a separate faculty called the College for Interdisciplinary Studies, and,
yes.
And we worked as a grad student organization for them.
Okay.
But they recently shut down about a year and a half ago.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
they've shut down. So there were about 9 grad programs housed in that, and we sort of represented them all because most of them were too small to have their own grad club. So we kind of grew out of that, and then when the Faculty of Grad Studies disbanded, they really liked what we'd been doing. So the VP Academics Office has actually funded us to continue doing what we're doing.
Really? That's
yeah,
fantastic.
So we actually have some funding from the university to keep doing what we're doing and oversee things like the Travel Award and events where we actually try to encourage different programs to come together, which isn't always something that's easy to do on campus where, you know, researchers are split between different buildings and on and off campus, and yeah, it's hard to bring people together.
So there must have been something about the club that really spoke to you. Why did you want to get involved?
Really, I think it was just because my program was one of the small programs that we didn't really have our own grad club. When I came into my program, there was nothing really happening. Some programs have really well-established groups and clubs, and mine didn't. So I saw this going on, and I got involved, and we've managed to actually do more, I guess, provide more events and things for my actual program now than we would have had before, I think, without being a part of this.
Through the Stronger Integration. That's really interesting. Oh, yes, and CJ is holding this button here. Can you tell us a little bit about Fire Talks?
Sure. So my colleague Barack knows a lot more about this. He's actually one of the main facilitators. But basically, Fire Talks are short talks where... I think it's about once a month we bring people together from different programs to do sort of short talks about their research, and sort of the more diverse the better, and then we try to inspire panel discussions and things like that afterwards, just so that people can discuss a variety of different research topics. Usually we have a theme each month, and then also I believe we're doing podcasting now with CITR. This, I don't know a lot about this, but I think it's something that we're going to be doing really soon, so that's pretty exciting.
So can you tell us, and they're giving away Fire Talks here in the ballroom.
We are. If you're interested in joining the network, it's free. We have a website at igsn.ubc.ca. You can come down to our booth. We're giving out T-shirts and some flash drives that contain a lot of the articles. We also run and oversee a journal, an interdisciplinary journal.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of articles from the journal loaded up onto this flash drive, as well as some information about ourselves and Fire Talks and all the different interdisciplinary events that we're a part of. So yeah, come on down and check us out. Bright orange T-shirts. You can't miss us.
Bright orange. Okay, thank you so much, Kevin, for talking to us here at CITR. 101.9 FM in the airways. We're here at UBC Conference. We just talked to Kevin with the International... Well, actually, it's wrong. Interdisciplinary Graduate Students Network. Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome.